The North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit is reporting 94 new cases of COVID-19 in the district, Friday. We are reporting 76 individuals in the Nipissing District have tested positive for COVID-19, the health unit tweeted, as well as 18 individuals in the district of Parry Sound. 2 people remain hospitalized. There have been 8 deaths associated with COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic. The total case count in the district has risen to 1,613 with 460 total active cases and 82 cases resolved. Overall, 1,145 cases are classified as resolved. See related. COVID-19. Ontario study of COVID cases suggests Omicron not as severe as Delta as of Friday. 85.5% of residents 12 and over in the district have received at least 2 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine and 89.2%, 1. Since June 1, of those aged 5 and older, 33.51% of cases in the district were found in unvaccinated individuals, 9.46% in partially vaccinated, and 57.03% in fully vaccinated. For more information, from the Health Unit, click here. Here's a breakdown of Ontario's current COVID-19 response following Thursday's announcement by Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore. A Public Health Ontario study has compared the symptoms of Omicron cases and Delta cases from November 22 to December 17 and, after adjusting for vaccination status and region, discovered the risk of hospitalization or death was 54% lower with Omicron. According to a Canadian press report, Omicron also appears to be the first dominant variant to show a decline in severity but warned that, due to its higher transmissibility, the absolute number of hospitalizations and impact on the healthcare system is likely to be significant. Thursday, the health unit reported 118 new COVID-19 cases, 97 in Nipissing and 21 in Parry Sound, preceded by 295 Wednesday, 231 in Nipissing and in 64 Parry Sound, covering the 6-day holiday period following the December 23 update as Omicron became the dominant variant of the virus in Ontario.